State and federal laws already ban most sanitary sewage overflows into lakes and rivers, but some exceptions are allowed. The rule passed by the DNR board yesterday will make communities that own sanitary sewage collection systems develop a long-term maintenance program to reduce the amount of rain and melting snow that enters the system. DNR consultant Dwayne Schutpelz says it may take a while to see water quality improvements.
The impact of the rule perhaps in the short term is not going to be huge, but over the long term, as municipalities tighten up their sewers and replace failing sewers, this is a long-term proposition, really.
The rule also calls for timely public notice of a sanitary sewer overflow, so water users are aware of a potential health risk. In some cases during heavy storms, communities may be allowed to skip a secondary sewage treatment process as long as effluent limits are still met. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.